we are here not because we decided to first love you, but we are here this morning because you have first loved us. When we were yet sinners, you sent Christ to die for us. And Jesus, you've given us the mission that as the Father sent you to come to do the work on the cross and through the resurrection to rescue us, that you are now sending us to be your hands and feet, to be your ambassadors, so that others might hear the good news of Christ as well. And so, Father, we rejoice this morning in you. We rejoice in the salvation that you have brought to us through Christ. May our worship express that to you this morning. May our worship express how in awe we are of you this morning. May our worship express this morning how great you are, how great your love is, and how much we love you. And Father, may we not just leave this place having sung and having heard, but may we leave this place also looking for the ways that you are sending us to carry what you give to us to those around us. So even now, Father, and through the service this morning, I pray that you would bring to mind a family or a friend, co-worker, someone that you would place on our heart to say, give a kit to them to share my love with them. Father, we believe you are able. We believe you speak today. And so we put ourselves in a place to listen, even as we would engage with you, to listen to what you would say to us. And we thank you that we don't go on our own strength or in our own power or in our own authority, but we go in the authority of Jesus, and we go in the power of the Spirit. So may this time fill us afresh, that we might be sent with power and in your name and your authority, so that your kingdom might come and your will be done more and more here on this earth as it is in heaven. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Abba Father. You are the reason we're here. We love you, we worship you, we celebrate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. And just real quick before we start, just bouncing off of that this is our mission field right here in our community, right around us. And it just was making me think this morning I came in so joyful to just be with all of you, because as I grow in my faith, you know, I continue to view this community as my mission field. And so each person being intentional about being the hands and feet of Jesus for that person. And I don't know how many of you have been on mission trips before. Can I see a raise of hands? How many people have been on a mission trip? We have a good bit of people, right? So for those of you who have been on them, it's very different than our mission here. Because when we go, every day we come back and we're surrounded by believers, right? Here, this is, we get it like once a week. Maybe twice a week if you're coming to a Bible study, but I think, as I've noticed, is I tend to get drained not being surrounded by these people. And that's why I think I was questioning, why does it feel like I'm so much more effective when I'm out on this mission field? You know, like, feels like I'm so much more filled, and then I come back here, and I'm still trying to go out and serve and be the hands and feet of Jesus, but I keep feeling drained. And I just realized that big difference between the two. You know, when you're there, you don't have all these distractions, and also every day you're surrounded by people who are filling you up and encouraging you. And this right now is that time that we have. So soak it all in, right? So just, again, take a minute and pray that God would remove those distractions. Take full advantage of our time together this morning to just soak in his presence, just dwell in the presence of fellow believers, the encouragement that we have with one another. May you be strengthened, equipped, and filled this morning in his presence.
waited for this day. We're gathered in your name. We're calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. Standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just ask, God, that you would open up the heavens this morning, that you would fill this entire space with your presence, God, overflowing to the point that even when people drive by, that they would see your light shining through the walls of this building. And Lord, let that carry over into our lives, that your presence would overflow from our hearts so much they would see your light shining through us, shining through our eyes, our hands, our words. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would stir within us, that you would transform us, God. Let us not leave here this morning without first experiencing your presence, God, being transformed by you, having our hearts changed. God, we come desperately seeking you this morning. We are people who are in need of you. With every step that we take, God, we need you. We ask that you would open our eyes to the things that we have not yet seen. Let us know you more, Jesus. Draw us in closer. Amen.
Pray.
Clap for Jesus.
Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus.